Good morning. Cold high pressure continues to settle into interior New York and New England with a stiff northwest breeze at times 10 to 20 miles per hour or higher. At the same time, temperatures plummeted to zero or below across most locations, and wind chills early this morning are between 10 and 30 below, with localized areas in the mountains going down to 40 below with the wind chill. Clouds hanging on, some blowing snow early this morning, but with that high pressure center heading our way, we'll have increasing sunshine throughout the day. This will help out a little bit, but it'll still be blustery and very cold, with highs only reaching, on average, to about 10 above. Wind chills will be below zero all day long. The wind will diminish tonight. Skies will be clear to start, then clouds will start to move our way. Still very cold, though, with lows averaging between 0 and 10 below, with some localized areas getting as low as 20 below. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken tomorrow morning, but it will stay dry through the noon hour as a storm system approaches from the lower Mississippi Valley. That storm will make a run at us during the day tomorrow, and snow will break out through the afternoon and become steady into the evening. The exact track of this storm will determine exactly what we get snowfall-wise, but most of interior New York and New England should see as much as 2 to 6 inches of snow, with lower amounts in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, where we see a changeover late Saturday night to sleet and some freezing rain, and perhaps on Sunday morning even to just plain rain. North of I-90 is where we'll see the highest snowfall totals, around 4 to 6 inches, where it stays all snow into the morning on Sunday. High temperatures tomorrow will reach the mid-20s. They'll continue to climb with that milder air flowing in Saturday night and reach the mid-30s behind the system on Sunday. Then more Arctic air will start to pour in on Monday and Tuesday of next week as we dry out. We'll go back to sunshine for both days, with highs staying in the lower and middle teens. Another system will head our way with a chance for some snow on Wednesday, back into the mid-20s, before more cold air pours in on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm over the southern plains will tap moisture from the Gulf of Mexico today and tonight and result in an expanding area of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow from the deep south to the Ohio Valley. An ice storm warning has been issued for central Tennessee, including Nashville, where up to a half inch of ice will accumulate. Major disruptions to travel are expected this afternoon through early tomorrow morning. Gusty winds will add to the threat for falling limbs and power outages. A coating of ice already exists on trees across much of this area, and this will only worsen the threat. Furthermore, warming temperatures, melting snow and ice, and heavy rainfall will bring the potential for localized flooding through the day tomorrow. Further north, in the colder air, a winter storm warning's out for the Ohio Valley, where 3 to 5 inches of snow will accumulate with this storm. And freeze warnings continue this morning for the deep south all the way down to the southern Florida Peninsula. Some local temperatures early this morning, 24 in Jacksonville, Orlando 33, 32 at Daytona Beach, Tampa 32, Fort Myers 36, and in Miami 42 degrees. And finally, Tropical Cyclone Marcia is rapidly weakening over Australia now after making landfall yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, blowing snow and fog, 22 below zero with a northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 44 below zero. In Albany, mostly cloudy skies and 1 below zero, the dew point 13 below. 56% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 miles per hour, gusting to 24, creating a wind chill of 19 below on the hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Imperial and Palm Springs, both in California, to a low of 42 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, cold in the mid-teens. Boston, sunny, breezy, and cold in the middle teens. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs near 5 above. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 20 degrees, the low, 4. The average temperature, 12. That's 15 degrees below normal. 6/10 of an inch of snowfall yesterday for the month, now 29.7 inches, which is 21.1 inches above average, and 69.7 inches for the season, which is 27.0 inches above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. the record high 66 set in 1930, and the record low 16 below zero in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 5:33 p.m., 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few morning snow showers followed by increasing sunshine today, windy, with highs 0 to 10 above. Clear early, then increasing high clouds tonight, 5 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy, and very cold today, with highs 0 to 10 above. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, with lows 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs around 10 above. Clear early, then increasing high clouds tonight, with lows 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and very cold today, with highs near 10 above. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning, with snow developing during the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Snow on Saturday night and into Sunday morning with a mix of sleet and freezing rain south of I-90. Sunday afternoon back up to the mid-30s with a clearing trend. Mostly sunny, windy, much colder Monday, lower teens. Sunshine on Tuesday in the mid-teens. A chance of snow Wednesday back into the mid-20s. And breezy and colder on Thursday, partly sunny around 20 degrees. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.